Dumpster Divas, we are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister, Kix. Hi, Kix.
Hi.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. I'm having a large coffee.
Same.
Did some laundry this morning.
I've done nothing.
Still on my bed.
Looking great. It looks folded, is it?
I folded some of it.
Do you fold it at the mat or at the...
Well, I do it because I have a horrible habit of not doing laundry for 4 weeks. So I often will do it in
shifts. I don't know how you do that. I don't have clothes to get through that.
It's more about I have enough underwear to get me through that and enough tops. So the last week of wear is like...
So what's happening down beneath the waist?
It's just like jeans that I've been wearing.
Sure. I have become a little more... anal about washing the jeans constantly. I know you're not supposed to
do
that.
No, that's not good. You should get like a little refresh spray. That's what I use.
I just want to make sure everything smells nice.
Party.
I like this like Saturday morning coffee chat. I did this with who? Oh, I was on Kai's Patreon, Real Housewives Orders. And we did like a coffee chat on Saturday morning. I think it was a Saturday or a Sunday. We talked for like 2 hours. It was just like sipping coffee, talking about life.
Yeah. It's,
there's something kind of like fun about it, right?
We're not like in a rush. I'm not going to bed in 2 hours, so.
No. And we're not trying to pretend that we're having a good time because we just had a wild work day.
Oh, I was like.
I'm not dragging you. I'm dragging us.
I've gotten better. For a while at the beginning, I was like, well.
The beginning? See, for a while.
Oh shit, negative Nancy over here.
I'm not negative.
Me.
Oh yeah. you're not negative, you just are very
somber.
No, you're not somber, you just let things affect you easily.
Yeah, but I do. So once I close
bad,
my eyes,
if a day's bad, that's a bad day.
It's instead a bad of day.
Like instead yeah. of like my day was bad but now I'm doing something not bad.
But what I am really good at is the second I lay in bed, I forget about everything. So,
see, that I'm the opposite. That's when everything comes at me. I close my eyes and I have nightmares about what I need to do at work tomorrow.
I've been having crazy fucking dreams.
About what?
Last night I had a dream that I was in there was two alternate universes that we all existed on, like spaceships, and one version.
Have you been taking edibles or melatonin or something?
No.
Before bed? Nothing?
No. Last night, I just had wine last night, which probably didn't help. But one version, we got like taken over. I've been playing a lot of video games. This is why.
That's
because
why.
The video game's about space. space.
Okay, that's why.
And like one version like got taken over by this like ooze, which happens on the video game.
So we've cracked it. I'm happy we can get through that together.
Great. What kind of coffee are you having?
There's this like coffee shop that opened up downstairs, like literally downstairs underneath.
Yes, I saw it's in the, like a cute little store.
Yeah, it's not like it's actually a tea house, isn't that what they call tea places? Aren't tea places not tea shops, tea houses?
Sure.
But they have cold brew. That Excellent. They I think they outsource.
I just made this morning. It's my decaf. Half caffeinated iced coffee.
There's no ice in it.
I know, because it was hot right before we sat down, so the ice melted. It's cold now.
Ew.
It's cold.
That's my I don't like that.
It's literally cold.
No, I don't like that. I hate when someone pours hot over ice, because I'm like, well, what are we doing here? Because
right.
now I have lukewarm. Is it really cold?
Can you hear that?
I actually can't, which makes ASMR. Me concerned that you're not using your
No, my straw's also like bendy, so it doesn't do anything.
For the listener at home, she just had her iced coffee up to the mic and was stirring it. Are you sure your mic's connected? I couldn't hear a thing.
It is connected, yes.
Well, but there was something else I wanted to bring up that happened this week. I can't remember. Mm. We didn't really have any Bravo news or reality news this week, but...
I am watching Ink Masters. I just finished it. It's very good. The new season came out.
Oh, I haven't finished it yet. I'm on the finale right now. But I have been watching it. It's kind of a bad show, to be honest.
They're horrible at it.
Like, the, for those that don't know, Ink Master was on A&E, and then I guess Paramount Plus has picked up the last two seasons of it. And they, what they always do is they make the tattoo artists, like, fight in really bizarre, fake, obviously fake ways. Like, they'll do a challenge, and they'll like, they'll tell everyone what the challenge is. They're like, you have to do new school black and gray tattoos on someone's, like, skull. And they're like, oh, what? No. But you're going to fucking fail at that, bro.
Their commentary is so funny because they are not, they're talking at each other. They're not talking to each other. So they're sitting there going, well, that's a fucking mess. And then
it makes me think that they just say, like, okay, can you say something about so-and-so? Like, they're not actually communicating.
But they're sitting, like, in the same spots. Everybody's like, well, fuck me, bro. And there's like, what a fucking stupid idea. And they just say...
Yeah, it's so that part.
I find
it
entertaining, though.
I know, but that's where I get frustrated with the show, because like the actual art of tattooing is so cool.
Yeah,
like some of the stuff that they do is great, but
it was, this one was like a All Stars season, so everybody was incredible. But I like the ones where they do bad jobs.
I know. If you ever need a good laugh, go look up on, I think, BuzzFeed. It's like Ink Master Fails.
It's so fucking funny because it's, and also a lot on of them, someone's body.
Well, right. A lot of them are portraits, which is the darkest part. Mm-hmm. So portraits, of, if you don't know, a portrait tattoo is a tattoo of... Some people don't know what...
A portrait is?
Like a realistic... They're realistic portraits of like people that have been tattooed on their body. And like,
or
there's
like
some,
pinups are always a crash and burn.
Yeah, because they'll have like two left feet.
Yeah. And you see the hands.
Oh, yeah. The hands are always fucked up. It's like two fingers. But I don't know how they do. Like, that's the one thing about tattooing that I don't understand is how they sit there with still hands.
And it's vibrating their hand. Like, when they're, right. Like, the machine is vibrating for, their last challenge, they did 24 hours. So they did two 12-hour sessions nonstop. So it's like.
You can't drink coffee.
That's, oh, God. It's, yeah. It does make me want to buy a tattoo gun because you can't buy them on Amazon.
Kicks, no. And do what with it? Would you tattoo yourself?
Yeah, just like fun.
What?
Nothing
what
crazy.
Would you do?
I would do
that's
little,
weird.
Like, why? It's fun.
I'm picturing you having a little bit of wine and then like tattooing like a really ugly like smiley face and then wake up and be like,
it is
what
on
did
my
I do?
Bucket list to tattoo someone.
Won't be me.
No, it's going to be Michael. We've already talked about it. And we have what we're doing. We just don't
know
how.
You're going to tattoo each other?
Yeah. We're going to do it. If anybody's a tattoo artist in New York City, and let my friend Michael and I do it. We'd pay you, but we'd do it ourselves.
What would you tattoo? You would trace something?
Yeah, no, we would do a stick figure of a man on me, and I do a stick figure of a woman on him. Like just something little tiny.
Interesting. I see. I would scream. I'd be like, am I hurting you?
I don't know what to tell you. It clearly won't be you. I didn't ask you to do it knowing that you would say no, but.
No, I would never do that. Never. Well, let's talk about Bravo. No. Well, actually, you know what? First, I do want to give a huge shout out to Kaya and Aaron of was Bravo Ball Black, and now they're Bravo We're Black. They were just on Bitch Sesh. I was just listening
Amazing.
To it today. I'm so proud of them.
Me too.
You know, something that I think is so cool is when nice, good, hardworking people win, because it reminds you that shit matters. So
yes,
because there are a lot of not nice, not hardworking people that are, you know, trying to get to the top and aren't very nice about it.
Bop 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 to the top.
I thought you were singing the Southern Charm theme song.
Oh God.
Bop ba do bop ba dee beep beep.
Do people watch that? I'm shocked that people watch that show enough so they have a spinoff of it.
So the spinoff to me is weird because, well, first of all, a lot of people watch that show. More people watch that show than watch Salt Lake City.
I understand that.
But no, they, what's weird about that show is, so Leva is the woman who's getting, who got the spinoff. Mm-hmm. This was only her second season on the show. And she was barely even in this season. But she's been, so do you know who Cameron is? She was on the show forever.
No.
She was like the main character. No, she was blonde. She was on...
She's skinny.
She was on Real World. Very skinny, small. She looks kind of like... Yeah.
She was like a small...
She kind of looks like Kelly Ripa almost. She's like that kind of
stature. Yes.
Love her. She's awesome. Except she's married to a really kind of weird guy. And essentially what happened, she got pregnant. And her husband never wanted to be on the show. And then once they had the baby, he was like... We need to just not be on the show anymore. If we, like, need... It was kind of like an ultimatum. Not, he wasn't going to leave her, but... He didn't want to be on the show. She was the main character. So then she left. But when she left, her best friend essentially kind of replaced her, which is Leva. But Leva's been kind of like an ancillary... She has never been on the show, but she's always been around these people. So she knows everyone. But we've not known her more than, like, a year and a half, 2 years. But she gets a spinoff. It is weird. If I was on that show, I would be kind of in my feelings about not getting a spinoff. But she
they're all on other shows, like Shep and whatever his name. Not Shep.
Shep had a dating show.
Oh yeah. But the Austin guy and the
Love Craig, It for Shep or whatever it's called.
Austin and Craig are like on 3 Bravo shows, so I think they're probably fine.
They're fine, but Craig is a fucking dick.
I'm not watching Winter House.
I honestly think it's kind of good this season.
Okay.
It actually is.
Maybe I'll watch it today.
I think you'd like it. Things are happening. Everyone's a drunken mess. There's a new girl that we're supposed to root for that is pretty awful. No, she's great. We love her. There's another new girl. There's another new girl that is into crypto, and I'll leave it at that. That's her whole personality.
No.
All she's talking about is crypto the whole time.
Okay, if anybody invests in crypto listening to this, I'm sorry for what I'm about to say.
But I think crypto's done, isn't it?
No. It's literally not. There's a stadium in LA called crypto.com.
I thought people were getting sued over the crypto shit.
Kim Kardashian got sued over some things because she posted on Instagram about it and didn't do the disclaimer that she was getting paid for it. So that's why. What I was going to say is the pipeline from crypto to QAnon feels close.
The pipeline from a lot of things to QAnon feels close. I would say Bravo, too. Well, did you see Chelsea posted her, like, hot take? I forget which one. I think it's hot takes where you, like, vote on the goat scream or that stuff, right?
Or here for the...
here for the results?
Yeah.
One of them was the pipeline from... like blind items to QAnon is very obvious. And I thank you to whoever said that. Thank you. Because I felt that forever.
Right. And we've said it before. We can just make up anything and like send it to a blind item. And crypto
feels like a currency that was made up on a board somewhere.
It is. And now they have like Doge crypto from like...
No, literally every... Crypto is fully crashing, the whole thing.
I know. But there is literally a stadium in LA called crypto.com. Anyways.
Oh, no. Is it Bitcoin that crashed? I don't know. I don't know what it is.
That's here's
my issue with it.
That's the point. Is we're not supposed to know what it is. That's why it makes it expensive.
Okay, but this... Two points I want to make. One, I need to get my eyeballs on things to understand them and not having that, I can't get it. Two, we should just print more money. I understand that would then cause like even more inflation and things like that, because then the dollar amount like changes if there's more of it. I get it sort of, but I just don't... we're like, oh god, we don't have any money, let's print more.
But money...
Can we not just fire up that Canon printer and print some more?
I would love to have a printer in my house that prints money. Don't come for me.
That is illegal. Lawyers. CIA illegal. Allegedly.
But I'm just saying, it's like, you can't just print money. Also, money is a made up thing, first of all. Second of all, money is...
We're kind of getting to it.
No, money is also just not physical anymore either. So that's what I was trying to say.
I had, because I got a tattoo this week, I had to get cash and I pulled out $100 bills. There's a $100 bill sitting in my like wallet right now. I'm scared to do anything with it. Like I'm going to take it back to the bank, just put it back in. But seeing that is crazy.
Just have it like, just get it like broken into like 20s or something.
I'd just rather put it back in.
Great.
But then, you know, something about money. Okay, this is what you get when we're, like, deep into our cold brew at 11 a.m. on a Saturday. I forgot it. What was I going to say?
You said the one thing about money.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. The one thing about money that freaks me out is that money was somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like I just
rolled up
that.
And snorted with cocaine.
I know. I'm like, I didn't just get that money. I got that money from someone who then put it back in an ATM. And yeah. That's actually disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I don't want to touch that money.
And I've seen you put money in your mouth. So think about that.
We don't need to talk about that. you know, shout out on Sibling Rivalry on the podcast, Bob and Monet were talking about how they used to take money, dollar bills out of people's mouths. And Monet was like, yeah, I used to do that all the time. And I was like, Tom. Sadly, I think she's talking about me. Mm-hmm. I really thought that was cute. Just like throw a dirty ass dollar bill in your mouth and be like, take it from me.
In hindsight, it's disgusting.
It's gross, yeah.
Before we get into Bravo, I caught up on White Lotus last night.
Oh, God. It's so good.
It's so fucking good.
Y'all, it is the best show.
Yeah.
It is. What's so amazing about it is in the first second we learn that someone or some people are dead, mm-hmm. I couldn't care less who dies. It's not, that's not even why I'm watching it.
No. Like, right. That's not why we're watching it, but it's like,
right. Like, also I don't mean I couldn't watching. Care less who dies. Like I am invested in the characters. I'm just saying like, that's not why I tune in every week is to figure out who's going to die. Like I honestly forgot about it. Like in the past episode, I was just very intrigued by like, the human relationships. But something that I love about it is I really do think hotels bring out the worst in people.
Yeah.
Because
the staff isn't sleeping.
You are in your worst form. Right. Even the best person is in their worst form at a hotel because you are
vacation
being catered
mode.
To, vacation right. mode. There are stakes because you spend a lot of money, mm-hmm. you know, like.
There's free food.
But then you're also stingy over like, right. well, I pay for this and it's not this. And like the stakes are high, even though you want the stakes to be low. Mm-hmm. And then also Mike White does such an amazing job of painting like a scenery of like where we are. I gotta go to that hotel.
It's gorgeous. And then that villa that Aubrey Plaza and that other chick are staying in. Also
I'm obsessed
stunning.
With that other girl, by the way.
Yeah. Amazing. Something that I saw on TikTok like this morning, because I'm sure
they know that I'm
watching it last night, was that this season is about like toxic masculinity versus like last season was about like classism and just like different sort of like financial income. And that's, I don't know why I really didn't think about that, but when they were talking about it, I was like, oh yeah, because you see through the three generations of the dudes, one is like open, the grandpa is like openly
misogynistic.
The Christopher, not Christopher's name, but is like quiet but is literally a sex addict. And then there's the young guy that they were like, oh well, he's
like
so
an incel.
He's like, yes, that's what yeah. they said. They're like, it's giving incel because it's like he's so feminist that like he thinks he deserves to have mm-hmm. a woman have sex with him.
Well, and the streets are saying that they think he's the one that's going to kill someone.
Yes. Yeah, that's
and
what...
it's, I think it makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I could also see Aubrey Plaza accidentally dying.
Oh, accidentally dying?
I don't
think she's going to die. I think she could maybe kill someone accidentally.
I don't know. It's just so good. Because that's what's genius about it, is that, like, the death thing, obviously, you know. And so that keeps people, like, really in tuned and talking about it, because everybody's trying to figure out who it is. Mm-hmm. But also the story is so captivating without if someone died at the end. So it's just right. So fucking good.
Yes, I agree. It's fabulous. Everyone should be watching it.
What's not fabulous? Should we start with SLC so we can end with happy things?
Yeah, so I actually just watched SLC, so let's talk about it. Because Mike White also wishes he could write a scene with a choir singing and a fight happening in the choir.
Yeah, next, literally next White Lotus should be in fucking Park City, Utah.
Honestly, like, everything's there. So I wrote down a couple things just because I was like top of mind.
Notes?
Not really. It's like literally four things that I want to talk about. First thing, you know, I think when we started to uncover Whitney's healing journey. Yeah.
I don't know why people are just now talking about how she says words.
Okay. No, this is what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
I think, you know, there's like, in acting school, we called it a kinesthetic trigger, is when you say a word and it gets you into like a dialect. Mm-hmm. So like, I remember there was like, some friends of mine from school, we had like a dialect class and they were teaching like the Australian dialect, and their kinesthetic trigger was like, get in the water. Cause like yeah. everyone could, that's like something everyone could say. And then after that you start like talking and see, like use that as like an entry.
Sure.
I feel like when she said the word healing, it opened up a world for her not being able to speak other words. And a phrase came up in this episode, and I had to keep rewinding it because I couldn't understand what she was saying. She said, we're not going to go. It's when they go skiing. She says, okay. We're not going to go we're not going on any little girl hills. Mm-hmm. She goes, we're going to go on a big girl hill. A big girl hill. Big girl hill.
But I also noted that.
Big girl, huh?
I also noticed Benga, that Justin says things like that too, like hill, like instead
hell,
of heel.
Hell. But they don't say hill. They say hell. Like it's almost like a vowel, like hell.
I don't know. It's interesting because
hill is hilling, you know.
I have no clue where like that comes from, like in the country.
I think it's deep of the people of Salt Lake City. Thank God it's not called Big Hill City. Big Girl Hill. I'm not even like making fun of her for it. I just it's wild to me. It's just like a different dialect.
Yeah, and Justin says words in it too, which I noticed this episode on that bizarre
oh God.
Crash and burn of a man's lunch.
I'm sorry. You guys, I don't know what producers thought. This is what I don't understand. Like, there is a plan. There are producers who are like, the story is going in this direction. We should do this. We should do this. We should do this. Like, they're guiding them. Like, that's how reality shows work. It's not fake. It's just that's, you have to make a story. So they're navigating. They have to, like, encourage them to do things that make for riveting television, right? So I don't understand who encouraged this, because first of all, we've not even met these other two husbands because we barely know the friend of. So
then make it like a meet the new husbands.
Maybe that, right. Sure, that makes sense. But then like Coach Shaw is throwing this like cookout, but like it's catered and they brought four things. It was a bleak spread. And I would love to eat that stuff, just like
it's literally what a friend's I eat house. Every
sure.
Sunday.
Yeah, that's literally wings. All you eat is chicken wings and mac and cheese. But like on television, it just looked very bleak.
Because
especially
you need,
at the table.
Especially like, with men, you need like an activity to get people like talking. Like you don't just sit a bunch of, unless you're literally the Jersey men, because they are genuinely friends and they could talk about nothing. But they also do activities together, like when they golf, mm-hmm. it's interesting, or when they go drinking, whatever. So like just sitting people down at a table with food that's already made, you're setting them up to talk about absolutely nothing. Like when you stand up, let's make chicken wings together and like, or roast this XYZ together, have beers, we're standing, you feel more comfortable than sitting across from a man. It's not how you get men to talk.
Drinking bubblies. I'm sorry. Yo, I mean, I know that no one has to drink, but it's just like, there's something about just them sitting there with their like Diet Coke and mac and cheese. It felt like deeply like a church potluck.
It was a very bleak church potluck. But something I learned in like a psychology class I took in college was like, if you want, like in the traditional like man persona, if you want to like have a conversation with them, you have to sit next to them or get have them be doing something like driving a car is when you can like have deep conversations with like your partner if you like men, just because it's like they feel more comfortable not looking at you. Which is...
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. No, it's fucked up. But I'm just saying that that's literally what they did. They just put them at a table all staring at each other. And then they're like, party. Go hard. Talk about whatever you want. And they sat in silence.
It was fucking weird. It was weird. I was not riveted by any of that.
And then the awkward conversation between Seth and what's-his-face.
John Barlow. Daddy John Barlow. I'm sorry. He was like... Well, what you should know is there's more things that haven't been talked about. And Seth is like, what? He's like, well, we all have done bad things, haven't we? There are things, other things.
Let's talk about that.
Seth is like, what are you talking about?
I think Seth could carry the room, but I think.
He looked really hot.
He looked hot.
He did. I'm sorry, guys. Hot. Also, the darkest part of that scene was they had Dasani water. And if Dasani water is actually disgusting.
It's so fucking gross.
We need to stop making that and we need to print more money. It makes me think of Subway, one, because Subway always carries Dasani.
That smell.
And Dasani literally doesn't taste like water. It tastes like salt. But actually, not salt. It tastes like dirty water. Like water that's been sitting out forever. Like if I have in front of me, I am so thirsty and all I have is Dasani, I don't think I grab it.
Like if it's in the middle of the night and I have an empty water bottle and a bottle of Dasani that's full, I will get up and go get water. Like I will go out of my way.
Could not agree more. It's actually repulsive. And if you're Dasani and you're listening, you should be ashamed of yourself. I don't think there's anyone who likes it.
No, they're famous for being disgusting.
Right. No one's like, oh God, thank God I got it. Like if you don't walk into people's homes, no one has Dasani bottles in their home.
Nope.
There's nothing worse. So that was dark for me.
Not using one-time plastic.
Single-use plastic.
Thank you.
Also, did you notice Seth has a mullet?
I was not looking at his hair.
He has a mullet in his interview. In his interview look, he has a mullet.
I was just staring at his gorgeous face. He's so hot.
Also, can we dive into Mirror of the Sister? We met a new character that I need to see a little bit more of.
Her eyeliner was really crazy.
What'd you say?
Her eyeliner was like 2016.
Well, I think we've met our Kim Richards. Our Kim to our Kyle. She's a little spooky and she's got some stories. And
I'm
not trying to make light of the situation happening with her child. That's not what I'm saying. No. I just think herself is a very spooky, kooky character that I would love to know more about.
Let's have her as a friend of.
And these she friend talks of, like Meredith.
Yeah.
She's like, well, Meredith. Are they going to eat a white bean salad only? And I love white beans. Are one of my favorite things in the world. I love white beans. I'll have white bean anything. I'm serious. I think they're so good. But is that all they're eating?
They're like, let's have a snack. I'm like, let's have like chips and salsa or like cheese and crackers. And they're like, let's make a white bean salad.
Like, huh?
Which I too love a white bean. I like a white bean salad. I like a white bean dip. Whatever.
I think white beans are better than black beans.
You heard it here first?
I'm serious. You can do more with a white bean than a black bean.
Could you make a refried white bean?
No, because I don't think white beans lend itself to like a mush as well, if you will. I mean, you could, but like white bean mush is more of a hummus realm, you know?
Yeah.
But now that I think about it, refried beans are just hummus.
It's literally just hummus. Have you ever had black bean hummus? It's literally just bean dip. It's all just bean dip. We are not high.
Hummus has more in it. Hummus has like tahini in it, but like it is just refried beans are just like take the hummus and you put it on a skillet with butter.
I love refried beans. I could eat them out of the fucking can.
Oh my god, that sounds so good right now. So yeah, that's anything else about to like? Oh, you know, I did want to talk about. Well, first of all, the choir thing happened. They're fighting at the choir rehearsal. Jerwin was trying to sing, okay? Let Jerwin sing,
Jerwin
please.
Literally has, like, a full degree in vocal performance. Let them
right,
sing.
So let Jerwin sing and respect that space. Also, I'm 90,000 bajillion percent positive that the choir teacher and his partner are involved in some sort of, like, not shameful, like, sex, like OnlyFans sex work or something like that.
Why do you say that?
Because the boy, I'm saying boy because it's like a daddy and a boy. He's been on a podcast that I listened to talking about, like, I think OnlyFans.
Did you just make all that up?
No. I think his name's Hunter something.
Okay, well.
And the two of them have a Housewives podcast, the two of them. I'm not saying anything negative about it. I'm like, work.
No, I know. It's just like.
A,
you know a lot about these people. Do you subscribe to them?
No. I don't subscribe to it. I would absolutely own that. But no, they were on Big Dipper and Meatballs podcast. It's like on the Alaska and Willem network. Mm-hmm. But I've heard them before. And I think he's talked about, I don't know, being in like the leather scene or something. I think that they are involved in stuff like that.
Work. Speaking of leather.
But I love that they just like run a choir as well. I just think it's a fun combo. Like,
yeah, it's great.
Yeah, OnlyFans and then we go to choir rehearsal. Yeah, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is them.
I was gonna say, speaking of leather, I unintentionally met the owner of the Eagle a couple weeks ago. Not at the Eagle, but
how do you do this gay shit and I don't? What were they like? Tell me everything.
That's why he's brought it up, because he reminds me of like the choir director, the guy that I met.
Yeah, he's a big daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big daddy.
Well, we do a reaction video over on our TikTok of the mid-season trailer.
I'm mad about it, though, because I think seeing the hype about it, everyone was like, that was crazy. And then we watched it, and I was like,
was it?
It was
a minute long.
Well, I mean, they're always that short, but like,
not from the times I've edited them. They've been 3 minutes.
We've never done a
long
mid-season.
Anywho. Mic drop.
We've never done a mid-season. Also, is there anything else? We should ask. Y'all should DM us if there's anything else you'd like us to react to. I thought about we should react to, like, old ones.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about that.
I was going to say the Marilyn Monroe party that I didn't understand was until Tom had to tell me looks like a fucking disaster. And that's what I'm excited about.
And I've said it on here, and I know this is unpopular, but Marilyn and Elvis culture does not do it for me. It's not that I don't appreciate who Marilyn is and that she's, I mean, one of my favorite movies of all time is Some Like It Hot. Like, I think it's one of the most lived-in comedic performances is
agreed.
Marilyn Monroe in that movie. So I think she's amazing. I just, like, I don't, what, and I like that Marilyn. I like the artist Marilyn, but I just don't like the, like, Elvis and Marilyn, like, culture of, like, having, like, action figures, wall decals, like, life-size version. They just have this, like, weird, like, mod cloth world to me. Do you know what I mean? I don't like mod cloth. Mod cloth makes me really nauseous.
Are you talking about the website mod cloth?
No, mod cloth is like 1950s.
I know.
Like girls that dress with like drawn on little moles in like 1950s.
Well,
looks.
Today's sponsorship is modcloth.com. You can go and shop really colorful dresses.
No, it's just the genre. It's just not for me. It just no, it's freaks not for me out. It makes me think that you're hiding something.
It is. We were talking about tattoo culture at the beginning because mm-hmm. it's the same thing. There's well, like,
they intersect a lot.
I'm doing a handshake motion. Anyways.
I know, but we have tattoos and we're not modcloth.
No,
people.
I'm just saying like the tattoo artist with like the bangs and like a bun on top of her forehead.
It's, yeah, I hate it actually a
who
lot.
Who only does neoclassic pinups. Like we've all seen her out and about. It's just a lot.
I really don't like it. I think people could look so much better. That's the other thing is like, I'm like, you're dressing like that? Like you could look so much better.
I really hope we're not dragging someone that listens to this
podcast. I'm picturing this girl literally in like a pinup outfit, like sitting just like at her desk at home listening to this podcast, just like with a tear. Here's the thing. I want you to do better because you can if you're listening. But the thing that always gets me about modcloth people is that they are beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Like, stunning. And I'm like, okay, let's like get some curls in the hair, like a little messy bun. Like, let's get you a little maxi dress and let's go paint
not
the town.
Not maxi dress.
Maybe not a maxi.
Maybe a midi.
A midi?
Midi.
Well, but there are like an A-line, like knee length skirt. Can be modcloth, but can also be elevated and look nice, right? Like there are ways that you can kind of like find a hybrid here.
We
but when
went
we lean
literally
full
so
in, I can't.
That was a hard derail.
Well, I know, but every modcloth person I've ever known, there's stuff going on. I just often think it's hiding behind something, which is my issue with Marilyn and Elvis culture. It's very just like it's trapped in the past.
Right, because when and with modcloth and with like Elvis culture, like the time around us wasn't incredible. So
thank you. That's an even better point. Like that's a great point about modcloth too. It's like so you want to go there? I mean, granted, like the time right now is not great, so
no,
we can't
horrible.
Like equate like style to time, but always. But like when people are so deeply entrenched in an era. It disturbs me a little bit because I'm like, you want that era? But you know what? MAGA's not modcloth. That's the weird thing.
Who?
MAGA.
No.
Like MAGA people would be ripe for modcloth.
Modcloth gives like libertarian.
We got to move on. I just we haven't talked about anything else.
You brought it up.
I know. I just realized. I was like, I have so much to say about family karma. We haven't talked about it yet.
We also haven't talked about Potomac.
I know.
This coffee really hit, and it's like literally
same.
Only half.
I'm like gnawing on the mic right now.
Caffeinated.
Because we usually record either sober after a long day or with wine.
Oh my God.
Feeling a little cuckoo. What do you want to jump to, Potomac or...
Let's do Family Karma and end with Potomac.
Great. So we got the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And Vishal is Vishaling. For a second, in the first episode, he was being so nice and like...
Yeah.
Easy. But like now he's being the dick that, you know, he kind of is.
In the preview for this season on... He looks... Leech.
I'm sorry. If my husband decided to just like... I mean, I know most people don't have, like, sex on the wedding night, but, like, I just think there's something fucked up about, like, not wanting to just, like, come, like, that's your...
Or nothing, getting so fucked up that you fall asleep in someone else's room.
That's, like, I don't want anyone getting blackout. Like, I don't want the person that I'm, like, Brian doesn't drink, so that's why it's, like, a bad example, but, like, me personally, like, I would never go that far at my own wedding, because, like... I want to remember this.
And then it's you also like, yeah, I have friends that have got married, don't have sex on your wedding night because you're like fucking exhausted.
Yeah. I literally, don't most people that. I know that have gotten married have not had sex on that wedding night.
But
well,
like,
also, everyone we know fucks. Like before.
Well, that's not true. But
well, that's not true on your end. But.
Yeah. So, but what's frustrating to me is that you only have one wedding night. like, and waking up the next day, maybe you're hungover. Like, that sounds fun to me. Like, mm-hmm. even just going to sleep after that night, even if you're exhausted, just being able to sleep with someone that you just got married to. Like, that's really exciting. Because now,
yeah,
totally. So now it's like, yes, they already live together. Yes, they definitely have sex, but it's like a special time. Arguably. Yeah,
it would piss me off. And he's just a bad drunk too. That's the other thing.
He's
like
messy.
He thinks he's fun because he thinks his drunk persona is fun because he's down for anything. But it's like, no, like you got to know when it's time to like go to bed
and or have water.
Yeah. And when your partner says like, don't drink today, it's important to me that you're not. I understand him being frustrated. Like, we're at an all-inclusive resort. It's like the time of my life. Like, I want to have fun. So maybe there's like a middle ground there. But like, doing 10 shots during your like brunch, it's weird. I'm sorry.
It is weird. And it's getting really weird. It's going to get weirder because the season like trailer sounds like things are not great in their relationship after they get married.
But this is my issue with Family Karma right now is we skipped so much time mm-hmm. because they waited for some godforsaken reason to film this television program.
But they already had it filmed.
Wait, what?
Two things.
I'm saying yes. There was a gap. There's such a huge gap between season 2 and 3, like when the cameras started rolling again. Like Vishal, like, and I always forget her name. But the two, they have not a very good relationship. Like, mm-mm. they almost weren't together at the end of, like, season 2, you know? And then also the Anisha, whole drama with her man. Like, and then Vishal and Anisha falling out. It's like, that's stuff that we could have seen. Because their interaction at the wedding was so weird. When she was like, thanks for inviting me.
What do you
mean?
That's
a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
I think that actually can be, when you say that to someone, I think that can be kind of rude. Because it implies that I wouldn't invite you.
I don't think that.
You know what I mean?
I think it's just a little awkward, unless it's like a friend of a friend who's like, is getting invited because you like want to get to know them or something. I mean, in a different wedding scenario, like not at a wedding. Like, not at
a wedding.
I mean wedding.
Like
if you go to a house party of, like, a new friend, that's great. Say it then.
No, I agree. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, like, a formal event, like a wedding.
Yeah.
Or, like, like wedding-related activities or, mm-hmm. I don't know, something that feels like an intimate moment that you include a lot of people in. I just think saying, thanks for inviting me makes it just can come across a little weird.
But I do think that with how much time has passed from filming, I think it's going to get, like, explosive in the friend group, though. Because of, like, they haven't been able... Now they're forced to talk about things that they were able to, like, not talk about because they didn't have to be around each other. Now they're getting paid to be around each other. And so now they have to, like, discuss some of this shit. So I do think... I'm hopeful for the season. I think the wedding was... crazy gorgeous, looked like a blast other than Vishal's antics, but Monica's boyfriend cheating on her allegedly tracks for me.
Oh, it tracked on camera. That was so weird. I mean, here's the thing is, like, I am not someone who has a ton of interest in, like, wedding and, like, all that, so I understand the point of view on, like, him being like, I'm not like, why do we have to rush into, like, wedding? Because what does it mean? I understand that point of view, but you chose to be with someone who that's really important to. So you should be listening to your partner. And if that's what they want, you saying that is hurtful. And you know that.
Right.
Because that's your partner. So that's the part of it to me that is a little, that big, not a little, it's a very big red flag.
Yeah. Cause it's like, why are we now just talking about that?
Yeah. And Monica's dad is still gay. I love that. I love that gay. They say we don't have gays on Bravo. We do.
There's 3 on this show.
There is. We have 3. gay Amrit and his husband.
Did you say gay?
Gay one, gay two, and old gay. But I'm having a nice time. You know, I'm also having a nice time in Potomac too, because
me too. I was going to segue. Speaking of LGBTQ, Miss Darby talks about her that she's bisexual. I don't think she's ever like really said it.
Yeah, she has.
She has. I knew that she. But she's talked liked about women.
Yeah, she's talked because remember last season she talked about how they had an open relationship and hers was with women.
Mm, true. You're right.
But this Miami trip is I like it because it's a mess. I love it.
Next episode is going to be even messier.
What do you think about that house?
Gorgeous for a family of five.
Right. I have some. I definitely think that it's a little. I mean, a lot of Miami looks a little cocaine driven, but.
They all look like the house of. It just came to me. Christmas Vacation, The Neighbors.
Yeah, well, it's Art Deco.
Yes, they yeah. all look like that. Mm-hmm. But this one is like modern.
Look at us, Art Deco, mod cloth. We got a lot of opinions about
history, honey.
Era history, mama.
Mama, tattoo history.
No, but yeah. Well, it is Art Deco is very popular in South Beach, and that was like where the
whole it's come a lot up was. Of like tile floor because of the sand. Mm-hmm. Except they're not near sand, but the floor is still tile everywhere.
I think this house you would like though you would is ideal for you because you don't really care about the beach,
right?
Like you just want to sit in a pool and look at things, and being mm-hmm. in the bay in Miami is probably good for you because you don't have to be by the water, you don't have to be in the water.
Yeah.
But when Mia is like, I have the biggest house in Miami, it's gonna be so lux,
right on the
five
water.
Stars right on the water, it's like, well, you are on the water and the house is pretty, but like yeah. it's not like Miami. Like when you think of Miami, you think of like
penthouse,
right?
In the middle of South Beach. Yeah,
I know. I don't know why. I might be ready to like give up on Airbnbs on these shows.
Yeah, like hotels seem to just work out for everybody.
Hotels are fun too because like they. There's one, like we talked about in the beginning, hotels bring out the worst in everyone. Mm-hmm. And Airbnb, you're just kind of like trying to navigate how to live with other people.
Yeah. Also, like with hotel stuff, we always get the moments of like they go into other people's hotel rooms without right. everybody there.
That's you can't a fun
really,
dynamic.
You can't really do that here. You can't have like shady side conversations.
Right. Like they should have gone to the Fontainebleau down in South Beach and like lived it up.
Yeah, that's what Mia made it sound like it was going to be.
Yeah, well, it was not that. speaking of the Fontainebleau, did you watch the documentary about, what's their names?
NXIVM?
No, not NXIVM. They're like Republicans, Trumpy people who had an open relationship. They oversee that college.
No
Liberty College or
clue what you're talking about.
You're such a true crime girl. What is it called? It's about, this couple, it is Liberty College. Liberty.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. I'm on a jingle train today. You would have think you and I did coke before recording this.
Yeah, we honestly. Liberty University, right?
I don't know. I mean, you're asking things that I don't know.
Yes, God forbid is the documentary. It's about Jerry Falwell. You know who Jerry Falwell is, don't you? That feels like a you thing.
Is it religion?
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Then yeah, I should know that.
Anyways, it's called God Forbid on Hulu. It's a documentary about Jerry Falwell and his wife and Liberty University, this Christian college that they own. But they picked up this kid at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami. And he would fuck his wife and Jerry Falwell would like jerk off in the corner.
The kid?
Yeah, I say kid. He was like 20, but like kid. I mean, it's legal. But
yikes.
Watch it. God forbid. It's crazy. Crazy.
The pool boy.
Pool boy. Yeah. At the Fontainebleau. Anyways, Yes, I. You know what? I can't wait to see those. I thought we were gonna get the watertight asshole moment in this.
No, they're really gearing up for this next episode because,
well,
holy cannoli does a lot. Speaking of Italians,
Mia showed up. She is ready to work.
I love it. She said,
and
she,
I really like her.
Me too. She's so insane that she's.
I know when people
hilarious.
Don't like her, I'm like, you're missing the point.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the show. And usually I'm actually talking to you because you usually don't like people like this.
But no, see, to me, Mia is perfect because she's delusional and she doesn't, she's mean, mm-hmm. can be, but at the same time, she's so likable because she's insane. Versus like Giselle to me is so unlikable because she is so
calculated.
Rude. Like well, there's yeah. not, like what's redeeming about her is when she's with her kids because they drag her and it's hilarious, but like. Mm-hmm. When she's around these women and Robin too, it's like they're just downers. Like at least Mia's like trying to lift everybody up, but also be like lying and shady. It's right. hilarious.
No, you're right. She's hilarious, and she's a mess. She is a mess. Yes. And like I think she's a revelation in this in the interview chair.
Yeah,
she's just kind of. It feels like we're watching a Christopher Guest spoof of
it
Housewives.
Does, it does, yes.
Like, she has these long-ass nails in, like, a fully... all the wives are loving these, like, long sleeves that cover your fingers
yeah.
looks. And she's just, like, talking. And she's just sitting there just kind of pondering about... She's like, I love Charisse. I love how her eyelashes are always dangling on by, like, an inch of their life. Or
you would
and
think
you know
that,
what?
I'm sure the producers prompt her to say... literally nothing. I'm sure she just sits there and talks.
I think they just go, they're like, let Mia go, because she's gonna, and Karen too, I'm sure yeah. the two of them. But what, we're not getting much Karen.
I know. It's
why is that?
I don't know. I and there's so she's literally the life of the party. She's so interesting and also down to like be messy but also in a likable way. I don't know. And it's like her birthday is also here. Like, but I guess, no, next episode, it's Mia and Wendy that go at it.
Yeah.
So, which.
Which.
Why? I can't wait to find out about this well, Peter Thomas stuff.
Well, Peter Thomas is an interesting character. I mean, he wants to be on TV. So let's not forget that part of the equation here. Right. And if I were him, I actually would be kind of mad at Wendy because she essentially teed him up for, like, an opportunity to be on camera talking about his business. And she just kind of ghosted him on that. So I see his, I see, like, I actually legitimately see why he would be a little annoyed by that. But because he could have.
Because he's an asshole, but not, like.
I agree. No, right. I agree, but, like. But she literally decided to film a whole ass scene with him at the top of the season. So think about what she's doing. Like, Peter is a vet of this television program. He was on...
Of Atlanta, yeah.
Well, no, I know. But I'm just saying, like, he was on 6 seasons of that.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows how the machine works. And he knows that they just started filming. Wendy is approaching him about a bar that she wants to open. A restaurant or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lounge, and she does it at the top of the season. That's planting the seed that the end of the season there will be a restaurant or bar open. Peter Thomas will be there, and they're gonna wrap up the whole show on this new business opportunity that she's had. That's gonna be her arc this season, right?
Sure.
And she just kind of ghosts him on it. And I, as a busy, scamming businessman, I would be mad. I would be like, well, I thought that we were doing something here, and we're not.
I'm also confused.
I mean, the coincidence of him being in Miami is a little weird, right? Like, I think Mia called him and was like, because it seems that he's very good friends, it seems, with Daddy G.
That's what I was going to say. We've never talked, like, I didn't understand why he was calling her. I mean, obviously for the show, but.
Well, on the preview, he talks about Daddy G a little bit more.
Got it.
I saw the preview for next week of him. Did you see that of Mia, Charisse? And him talking?
No, I must have missed that.
It's like a sneak. It's not in the preview for next week. It's like in a sneak peek, like 1 minute video on Instagram. But he's talking to Mia Charisse in person at the bar when they go there, or the restaurant when they go there that night. It comes on the Sunday's episode. And they're talking about, like, what Wendy did with the bit, how she, like, dropped the ball on that. And Charisse is like, well, you know, I would actually like to pick your brain, too. I'm looking into opening a champagne bar. Champagne is my thing.
Jesus
she says,
Christ.
She says champagne is my thing. Or something. Or she's like, my brand is champagne. And he's like, okay, let's do it.
I'm not loving Charisse right now. She's kind of just there.
Well, I'm like, girl, do you want to be on the show? Because exactly. You're trying to leave the house just so you can go shit in privacy. But these people, like, essentially, in so many words, she's like, I don't want to, like, have to, you know, use the restroom here. The rooms in that house are a mess, though.
But, like, Karen...
it's clearly an Airbnb there. Like, let's turn the pantry into a
exactly. Because there's, like, three really cool rooms. And then three two, pantries. And then two nurseries.
Right. It's, like, a very weird... I mean, I actually think we could probably rent this house. That's mm-hmm. the other thing I was thinking. I was like, I don't know that this is even that expensive.
I'm sure it's expensive, but I'm sure it's not, like...
Nope. I know, but I mean, expensive. We've been in some nice-ish Airbnbs. I'm sure it's, like, a little bit more expensive than that. Not like the places that they go on. Like, some of those houses that they go to on those New York vacations in Mexico that are massive, like, could never afford that. Mm-mm. This one, I think, is probably, like, split up, like, per night is probably, like, $200.
Yeah, like, if there were...
I really think so.
Yeah.
If you go in the right season, I bet we could book it. Maybe we should.
Maybe we should do... A live show there.
You know I don't like Miami. A live show there? No, in the Bay of Miami. That is one of the darkest things I've ever heard. Only if we were Moncloth. Please don't be mad at me if you like Moncloth. I'm happy you're happy. I just don't like it.
You can shop, once again, use the code DumpsterDive to shop at Moncloth.com. No, please don't. That's a joke.
I know I just brought it up, but I don't want to talk about it anymore because I really hate it.
I don't even want to say because you feel bad.
No, I don't like it.
Maybe we should do this more often.
What, daytime? Saturday?
Yeah.
Change our release schedule? I know, but the thing is, like, sometimes I just want to not do this on the weekends.
Sure. I would love to be playing video games right now. But...
Right. So on that note, I think we will wrap up. But do you have any other thoughts on what you're watching?
No, I said everything that I could possibly think of today.
We've recorded longer before. I think last week's was longer. It's only 57 minutes long so far. Well, check out our reaction video. We just filmed that. So that'll be posted already by the time you're listening to this episode. Right, Kix?
Yeah.
No, I'm
no, joking. I can post it tonight.
Thanks for dealing with kind of different schedule changes. We'll probably be doing little different episodes through the end of the year and hopefully be more back on track at the top of 2023 with regular stuff. What?
Oh, my God. Is that show on HBO coming back? 12 Dates of Christmas?
No, it's canceled.
Fuck. Okay.
You don't know. They removed it from HBO. It's removed. You can't even find it.
That's
so
weird.
When, you know, there's this HBO Max Discovery Plus merger.
Yes.
That's happening, right? So during that, they removed a lot of programming on HBO Max. And that was one of the shows. It's like gone. Did you just look it up?
No, I was going to type in to look up one of the people that I still follow from. Look what's on my Explore page. I'm going to screenshot it and post
Mod
it.
Cloth?
No, look at that.
What is that?
It looks like a dead person.
No, is that? That's just tattoos, I think.
No,
right?
It's not.
What is that?
What? I'm literally going to post it with our promo.
What is that? Don't post a dead person with our promo. Is it dead?
That's true.
Is it really a dead person?
It looks to be... Not, it's makeup.
Okay, well, that's okay then. It kind of looks like an orc.
It really does. Okay, I'll post it. Okay, woof, gotta go.
The only thing that comes up when you put 12 into HBO Max is 12 Years a Slave. It's gone.
It's gone. I still follow Amanda from last season because she's so fucking hot.
Oh, she was hot. But she was a fuck boy.
I know. Well, let's. I don't want to keep going. I could talk for hours.
Okay, well, you can follow me at TheTomHamlet, and you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X.
Yes, and then the podcast is Dumpster Dive Pod. We have a Twitter, but, you know.
No, don't follow us angel. There.
Away from
yeah. Our TikTok is two Dumpster Fuck Divas.
Elon. Yes, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.